This is Party On Steve by Brew Meyer, a Hawaii 5-0 fanfic. It is rated T, and no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship Steve McGarrett / Danny Dana Williams, and includes the tags established relationship, cargument, and music. Summary: in which Steve is trying something new, and Danny does not approve. What the hell are we listening to? Danny was used to enduring a certain kind of music when he was in the car with Steve. The man was easily listening to the core. Disco Dr. Hook instead of Sloppy Seconds Dr. Hook. Doobie Brothers, America. It didn't do much to get the blood pumping, but it was tolerable. Music, the smartass replied. Danny pulled Steve's smartphone off the holder to get a better look at what he was dealing with. Demon? I've never heard of them. He looked at the playlist. What's Tropical House? Steve shrugged, reaching over with one long monkey arm and snatching his phone back. It's what the kids are listening to. Kids? What kids?
My kids?
Danny tried to remember if he'd heard Grace listening to something similar. It was heavy on the beat, very electronic, and he couldn't make out all the lyrics. What did they call that? EDM? There hadn't been so many weird types of music when Danny was in high school. Grace is going to that beach party this weekend, remember? She said there was going to be a DJ playing all Tropical House music. I just wanted to see what it was. This is party music. Danny didn't even know what to say about that. Yes, it was stupidly adorable that Steve was taking such an interest in Grace's life. But also, party music? No. This is not party music, Steven. Party music is Bon Jovi, CNC Music Factory, the fucking Humpty Dance. Steve snorted. Humpty Dance? You're dating yourself there, Dano. Who can dance to this stuff? It sounds like what they play in the background of travel commercials. I read an article that said Tropical House is a more easygoing alternative to regular deep house music. Those words have meaning individually, but make no sense strung together. Danny scowled at the phone. Do you honestly like this? Because if so, I'm going to have to reevaluate our entire relationship. Steve gave a lopsided shrug. It's not terrible. Right. Danny took possession of the phone again and called up a different song. This is party music.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it.
Steve glanced at Danny, frowning. Is that the song from Madagascar? Why do I put up with you? Will you tell me that? It was reel to reels before they gave it to that animated lemur. Danny changed the song. This should be more up your alley. Danny moved to the beat, sang along with the lyrics, and ignored the indulgent looks Steve was shooting him from the driver's seat. Are you saying I'm vain? I'm saying you were a high school jock that probably went to all the school dances, and you should know these songs. Danny patiently explained. And you have to agree, it's better than that other junk you were listening to. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't seem all that dissimilar to me. Danny rolled his eyes. You're a hopeless case, my friend. If we'd gone to school together, you'd totally be on board with me on this. What about Air Supply? Stop the car, Steven, and let me out. Right now. Air Supply? My sisters listen to that garbage. Maybe we should stop talking about music. That's the first smart thing you've said all day. Danny shut down the music. He vowed to himself to make Steve a proper dance party playlist. The man needed to be educated. The silence in the car lasted all of 2 minutes. So we're crashing this beach party, right? Danny asked. Of course, Steve agreed readily. It was good to know they were on the same page about the really important stuff.